Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We'll hear his music for orchestra, wind octet, string quartet, and choir. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. La Clemenza di Tito, or The Clemency of Titus, was Mozart's final opera. He composed it for the 1791 coronation of Leopold II in Prague. In the opera, the Roman emperor discovers a plot for his own death that's delivered by his best friend and fiancé, but he pardons and forgives both of them in a grand flourish at the work's end. Here's a performance by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra of the overture to La Clemenza di Tito. Timothy Russell conducted the ensemble in 2000.
Thank you.
The Overture to La Clemenza di Tito, or The Clemency of Titus, by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Timothy Russell conducted the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in this performance in the summer of 2000. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this and all our programs at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, it's Music of Mozart. His Serenade No. 12 in C minor plays with several paradoxes. On one hand, Mozart orchestrated it for wind octet, which typically served as an ensemble for light entertainment at a dinner party or social gathering. Unlike many serenades of the time, Mozart set this particular serenade in a minor key and gave it a dark, serious tone with lots of harmonic surprises. Additionally, serenades were usually written in dance forms, such as the saraband or the gigue. In this serenade, Mozart wrote all of the movements using forms you'd find in a symphony, like sonata form. The Interlaken Arts Academy Wind Octet performed this piece in Interlaken Public Radio's Studio A in the fall of 2013. Matthew Schlomer led the ensemble in the Serenade No. 12 in C minor of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Matthew Schlomer conducted the Interlaken Arts Academy Wind Octet in Mozart's Serenade No. 12 in C minor. The ensemble performed in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio in the fall of 2013. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts, and today we're listening to music composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mozart and Haydn shared a mutual admiration for each other's work. As a gift, Mozart imitated Haydn's six Opus 33 quartets by writing six of his own. Mozart's set was published in 1785 and dedicated to Haydn. The sixth quartet in this set has been nicknamed Dissonance because it breaks a lot of contrapuntal rules. In 1998, the student ensemble Milagro performed the first movement of Mozart's Dissonance String Quartet at Interlaken's Advanced String Quartet Institute. The first movement of the Dissonance String Quartet, Kochel 465, by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, performed in 1998 by Milagro, a student ensemble from Interlaken's Advanced String Quartet Institute. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Mozart's Mass in F Major has been given the label of Missa Brevis, not because of the brevity of the Mass, but because of the limited orchestration of just strings and basso continuo under the voices. Now we'll hear the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir and members of the Academy String Faculty under the direction of Kenneth Jewell. They performed Mozart's Mass in F Major, Kochel 192, in January of 1965.
Amen.
Mozart's Mass in F Major, Kürschel 192, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir and members of the Academy String Faculty. Kenneth Jewell conducted that ensemble in January of 1965. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.